Mr. Chairman. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. This important hearing, particularly at this time. Last week, the IRS announced that nearly 1.5 million Americans have unclaimed tax refunds from 2019. In Washington state, the pandemic and other disruptions prevented as many as 42,000 people from filing their 2019 tax return, leaving a total of 44 million in unclaimed refunds. When you were here last February, the IRS, you said that the IRS should be able to communicate in a much more timely and aggressive fashion for taxpayers, and I agreed with that. In April 12th, the unclaimed refunds you stated frequently see students, part-time workers, and others with little time to really realize this. So what, I know that to ensure these individuals have the money they owe, they need to be ahead of the July 17th deadline. So what is the IRS doing to create greater public awareness for these unclaimed refunds, and do you have plans to reach out to individuals to ensure they file before the July deadline?
Yeah, and I was pleased with the type of publicity that was created when we announced the July deadline. A lot of media outlets covered it and, you know, and basically said, look, the IRS is informing you that you are eligible for a refund and you should come, because we are wanting people that are eligible, whether for a credit or a refund, to claim it. Now, how do we continue to build on that outreach? You know, there's got to be more than we can do than just issuing a press release. We can use social media. We can engage with intermediaries and associations and groups. And this is part of, you know, the vision that we have for improved customer service is not just, hey, we're here, we're going to answer your call. That's part of it, and that's critical. But it's also outreach to meet taxpayers where they are. And so it's two-way. It's us here when you need us, whether it's in an assistance center, a walk-in center, or the call, but also we want to meet you where you are to help you, to help small businesses meet their obligations.
Sorry, sir.
That's okay.
How many taxpayers do you estimate are missing or receiving the earned income tax credit because they failed to file in 2019 overall, besides our state?
I don't think we have an exact number, but I think we believe it's over a million people that that could be claiming refunds that aren't, but I could try to get you a more precise number.
Yeah, I think it, I mean, just given the numbers in our state, I would think that would easily make a million. Well, I think we communicated also about this notion that, you know, when it comes to owing money to the IRS, we have a lot of direct communication with people. Yeah. So I'm for creating a more virtual experience for taxpayers, particularly by segmentation, when people, these are the problems, these are the issues, right? I know you have like frequently asked questions and things of that nature, but I think the response from the IRS and direct communication with people on these issues would go a long way.
I appreciate that.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I thank my colleague.